Bally's appoints Mira Mercheva as CFO to strengthen finances. Bally's has announced the appointment of Mira Mercheva as its new Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, CFO, pending regulatory approval. She will take over from Marcus Glover, who has transitioned to the role of Executive VP, Global Operations Group. 25 years of financial experience. Mercheva brings over 25 years of financial experience with her, and she most recently served as CFO at the Queen Casino and Entertainment. Her career also includes roles as partner and research analyst at Standard General and senior research analyst at Perella Weinberg Partners Asset Management. Additionally, she worked as a vice president in credit principal investing at Goldman Sachs early in her career. Bally's CEO Robeson Reeves has spoken of his confidence in her capabilities. Quote, "She brings considerable experience to this role, and her experience as CFO of the Queen Casino and Entertainment will be invaluable as we integrate Queen into Bally's." Robeson Reeves, Bally's CEO. The Queen's casino properties contributed $57.6 million in revenue for Q4 2024 and $225.2 million for the full year. As part of its long-term growth strategy, Bally's plans to transition two of these properties to landside operations. Navigating Bally's financial difficulties. Mercheva steps into her role as Bally's navigates some financial difficulties. The company reported a 5.1% year-over-year decline in Q4 2024 revenue, which totaled $580.4 million, while full-year revenue remained steady at $2.45 billion. Its casinos and resorts segment saw a 5.2% drop, and international interactive revenue declined by 9.1%. However, North America interactive revenue grew by 24.4%, driven by platform expansions in Tennessee and New Jersey. Mercheva has spoken of her enthusiasm for her new role. She said she is thrilled to be joining at such an exciting time, and said she will be using her experience from Queen Casino to strengthen Bally's financial position by optimizing their cost structure and improving the efficiency of the company's operations.